Wait, really quick, before we start today's episode, I got to mention this because it just came in, literally just got shipped in today, right before I'm leaving for out of town. So I need to come in here and make a quick insertion into today's episode because this is so freaking cute. I can't even friggin' stand it. We got a new sponsor on our show and they're called Perky Prints. Perky Prints, oh my friggin' God. This is so cute. So what Perky Prints does is they take ordinary photos of your pets and they turn them into these one-of-a-kind black and white portraits that almost bring in this look of like a studio quality portrait without like the hassle of cost of like having, because like, let's be honest, like you're not going to get a professional pet photographer to come out. Most of us won't do it, right? Yeah, they literally took this a random photo of Kiki that I had and they turned it in. This looks like a damn work of art. This is so pretty. What they'll do is they'll create it. Then their specialist over there will actually print by hand on a product of your choice. They got sweatshirts. I've got a pocket tee that it came in. The tote bag is so friggin' cute. I got one of those as well. Got an ornament. If you love your pet, this is a gift that you have got to go check out. They are brand new on our podcast. I'm so glad I could hop in really quick and mention this before we started today's episode. It's called Perky Prints, and I really would love it if you go check it out. Go to perkyprints.com, P-E-R-K-I-E-P-R-I-N-T-S. If you're a dog lover, honestly, too, like if you had a pet that passed away, this is a great way to like have a memorial for them, you know, like a little keepsake forever. Perky Prints, P-E-R-K-I-E-P-R-I-N-T-S. The promo code, by the way, to get 10% off is Kramer. So go check out Perky Prints. So cute. Here's the fact. Every single one of us is jealous. In some sense, we have jealousy inside of us. But what I'm realizing, and I don't know if you feel the same way, is that like it's really kind of played an insecurity of mine recently. Like I say, post my divorce, right? Post finding out that I was cheated on. It's played like a part. But through therapy, I've realized it's a pretty normal emotion to have. But some of us, it can be a little bit more. So how do you handle these jealous tendencies? That's what we're going to find out today on the show.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Hello. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. In case you're new, this is a podcast that is based on three principles. It's live, laugh, love your mom. And it's all about the greatest mom of all time, Nancy Yancey, who actually is not even on today's episode. No. Today's episode was actually recorded a little early because I am currently at time of release in Orlando, Florida. Probably paying way too much at a theme park that I'm not even that excited to be at. Right? It's so expensive. Orlando is so expensive. Disney at Anaheim, so expensive. And I'm sure when I get back on Wednesday will be our first real-time show. I'll have plenty of things to say. I don't know. Maybe it'll come to me. But anyway, not here nor there. So the next couple of days, today and tomorrow, is going to be a little bit of abbreviated because I had to record these shows before I actually left for Orlando. Over the weekend, I was at my buddy Miguel's wedding, and I'll have plenty to say about that when I get back, and we'll just catch up. That'll be a Wednesday show. But in the meantime, today, tomorrow, a little bit of abbreviated shows. Leah's going to be on today's podcast, and we're going to talk about these jealous tendencies here in just a couple of minutes. Before we get to that, though, I need to go ahead and get our sponsors in for the week because we have bills to pay. You know what I mean? And so today's podcast is brought to you by, I want to make sure I get this right, too, so I don't screw this up. BetterHelp. BetterHelp is on the podcast today. BetterHelp is online therapy and counseling, which I personally do. I usually do 3 months on, 3 months off, something like that. It's usually when I feel, and this is the cool thing about BetterHelp, is that like you can do that. Like I can take breaks and then like I can come back to it, you know? And I think that like the topic of jealousy will probably be the next thing I need to work on because I know it's just going to go into my next relationship, but I don't want to bring it. I want to leave it. I want to leave it behind. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, I really highly recommend that you have BetterHelp in your tool belt because no matter what you're going through, having an outside perspective is super helpful, right? If you get anxiety, stress, depression, family issues, relationship issues, issues with your kids, if you want somebody that's religious, if you want someone that's not religious to be your therapist, if you want a man, a female, a young one, an old one, honestly, LGBT, like, it doesn't matter. Like, your perfect therapist you can be matched with and communicating with under 48 hours. I love BetterHelp. I know that you will too. So try it. We haven't tried it yet. And like, when it's time, BetterHelp.com/Kramer is going to get you 10% off your first month over at BetterHelp. So go and check them out. Also, Manscaped, we're getting close to Valentine's Day. We got about, what, 2 weeks until the big day? And if you don't know what to get your man, hopefully you'll be thinking about Manscaped. Manscaped is the ultimate in male grooming. And if you're like, well, why do I care about that? Because it's important. Honestly, it's important to be groomed down there. It is. And when you and I know that, and like, even as a man, like, I know that, but when I got in a relationship, it kind of slid, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a top priority. When you're single, it's a little bit more of a priority, you know what I'm saying? But once you get in a relationship, it may not be the top of your mind. But why not, like, turn that around this Valentine's Day, right? And now that my mom's not here, I feel like maybe we can do these commercials like the way that they're supposed to be done. I always feel kind of weird doing Manscaped with her, you know what I mean? But I will tell you this, that roses are red, violets are blue, and don't let a wild pubes wreck you. Yeah. So with the Performance Package 4.0 is what I recommend. That is the trimmer. It's the ear and nose hair trimmer. It comes with the body wash. It comes with a ball toner. It comes with the ball deodorizer. Like, ladies, come on. You know. I mean, yeah, you can use some help down there. You know? So it's a great gift. For even, like, all of our certified mama dudes, like, come on. We got to step it up, and we're going to in 2022. For Valentine's Day, think about getting Manscaped. 20% off and free shipping with code MANSCAPED at manscaped.com. It's 20% off and free shipping with at manscaped.com. The promo code is Kramer20. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day. All right. So with that said, in case you don't know, this is Mental Health Monday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Dunn. Dunn is the online personalized treatment for ADHD, the number one specialized online treatment platform for ADHD. Hopefully you checked that out by now. But we just talk about all things mental health with my good friend and therapist, Leah Geary. I'm a jealous person, and I have been for a long time, and it's plagued me as long as I can remember. But I would say post-divorce, it's been much more of an issue. And I can think back to, well, let's be honest, like the first reason to really ever be jealous, like on paper, would have been when my ex-wife cheated on me, right? But that could have created, and that only honestly made it worse. But before that, I was still somewhat of a jealous person. And so I thought we'd bring Leah on today because I want to talk, because I'm sure there are people, and this is not something that we come out and we talk about it. But I'm sure there are people listening right now that have some type of jealous tendencies when it comes to relationships. Mm-hmm. And I would say, like, on a 1 to 10 scale, I'm like a 7. And like, I don't want to be a 7. Like, I don't want to be.
It's pretty high.
It's not great. One of my predictions for 2022 was that I'm going to be engaged by the end of the year. So if that's going to be possible, then I'm going to be in a relationship, because you know me, I'm so crazy. I go from like 0 to 100. Mm-hmm. So I got to, like, that's like one thing I feel like I've got to, like, get under control before I get into a new relationship. Because even when I was dating Miss California, and in case you're new to the podcast, it's a girl that I was kind of dating in San Diego. We were dating, but like I was dating like, you know, a million people at once. And then when I moved out here, we made it like official for a couple of months, but like it, like the insecurities, like through the roof. Like if she's hanging out with a guy, I'd be like, well, who the hell is that? Like, who is that guy? Like, I don't know him. Like, what are his intentions? Like, and it would like drive me crazy. And but that was like a post-divorce thing. It got like way, way worse after getting cheated on. Anyway, yeah. Jealousy in a relationship, Leah, what do we do? Because I don't even know where to start, honestly. It's like, just don't be jealous. Okay.
Well, I think it comes from like either earlier like relationships, typically, even in it could be as early as you're like a middle school or high school relationship, or it even can come from like the adults and those relationships you witnessed growing up as a kid, like seeing infidelity between parents, or like seeing, I don't know, like catching your partner in high school in like a lie, or talking to someone else. Mm. I feel like these things are usually rooted in something else and also rooted in your own insecurity with yourself.
And I have a feeling it has way more to do with that probably.
Yeah.
The more like reflection I do on it, it's more of my own self-worth than it has to do with particularly any, because it's not like, oh, like there's a hot person, like it's not even like someone that I would consider. I don't even know the people usually, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm like, oh, well that person is more attractive, makes more money, funnier, blah, blah, blah. It's just like just any other male I would just start to get all cuckoo over, you know?
Yeah. Well, and so I think it relates to your own insecurities. So I think it's like focusing not so much on the other person, but like your own self-confidence and self-worth. So doing that through therapy, you're really focusing on the attributes you like about yourself and bring to a relationship. And I think the thing about jealousy is like, it's a normal human emotion. So I feel like I try hard to not judge that feeling about, you know, especially within relationships, but I think it can become extremely unhealthy and toxic in a relationship and can lead to really controlling behaviors or manipulative behaviors. And so it's like, I think checking yourself with the jealousy. So similar to when we talked about anger, it's like, I think you want to acknowledge it, but then, okay, what's the source of it and really be curious about it, less shaming and curious, like, where is this coming from? Okay, it's coming from my insecurities from my marriage, or it's coming from like my own insecurities about myself, like, and really targeting where it's coming from, because I think that can help without you acting on it. If you're able to be like,
I always want to like push it around. I'm like, well, yeah, you know, like push it on them.
Like act versus on
like
it.
Take yeah. right yeah. just be like, oh well, you know, and just go on the emotion and just ride the train of like, oh well, you know, obviously you're, you know, you want to be with them more than you want to be with me, you know, versus being like, okay, right, so where are these feelings coming from? I'll instantly like turn that on them and be like, you know.
And I think that's where that's a part that can get so sticky, and then it's like you're self-sabotaging, because like mm-hmm. So I do think it's like a check yourself kind of situation where you need to be like, because it sounds like when you really think about it, you know where it comes from. So I think you're going to have to do more of that on your own.
What about though from previous trauma? So like you said, because I'm pretty sure always came from my like is mostly based on previous situations, right? I mean, sorry, I'm not impressed, based on my own insecurities, but like there are things like, for example, like, so being cheated on does kind of like leave a mark on your heart and kind of makes you be like, whoa, like, I mean, if she did it, how do I know somebody else won't do it too?
So, and I think especially with the right person that you're dating that really like cares about you and knows that you've been, what you've been through, or has a decent understanding of what you're going through and why you feel jealous or whatever. I mean, sometimes in the earlier time, like in the earlier stages of those relationships, I think with the right person, they will help you feel more secure, right? So like whether it's like saying goodnight when they get home from like going out with someone, or like if it's like you needing more words of affirmation. So being like, hey, like I know maybe you don't naturally say like I care about you or like I want to be with you, but like sometimes I need that validation. Can you be more validating in that way, just for my own trust issues, at least at the beginning, right? So I think a lot is communicating with the new partner about what you need to feel secure in the relationship, but then you have to really then take everything they say for face value and then work on yourself. So I think with the right person, I think you can definitely have those conversations and ask them to do things to make you feel more secure. But I also think that requires a lot of self, kind of like the self mastery and like self control and like how you can, like, what can you do in those moments instead of taking it out on the person or being accusatory or controlling? Like, what can you do on your own to soothe yourself or challenge those thoughts that are coming up, like those like intrusive thoughts that they're cheating, or they're doing this, or they're doing that, or like, you know, I can't trust anyone. It's like, okay, so maybe I need to take a walk and be outside and like clear my head, or maybe I need to like journal this out. Like, I know it sounds silly, but I think sometimes we really just do need to like have these conversations, whether in our own heads or with a friend or a therapist. I think it's important to take a step back so you're not, you know, projecting every insecurity and thought and feeling onto that new person. So I think the first step, like we said, is do you remember the first step we talked about was really just like communicating what you need to maybe feel more secure and have more trust in the relationship. The second part is like, I think either talking it out with someone else, like a friend, a therapist, journaling it out, just talking to yourself and like talking through the feelings, having like that conversation, like, where is this coming from? Is this coming from past relationships? Am I projecting these insecurities on this partner? And like, again, not so much judging it, but just like kind of doing that like detective work and just exploring why you're feeling this way. And then
kind of breaking it down.
And then what can you do to challenge, or at least like, you know, like reason with yourself, like, okay, like this person is not my ex-wife. Like this person is a completely different person. And all I know is everything she has said or done so far. And it's been thus far, I trust her, like based on everything I know. And I think it's just, I think a lot of it is a lot of self-talk and having to work through it. I think too, the like the inner work, like really like talking yourself up and recognizing what a good catch you are. And I know it's hard to do in the moment. Oh, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm such a freaking catch. Like, what the hell?
Exactly. And do you remember, like, I don't know if it cut off when I was saying this, like when that part that's activated related to past trauma or experiences, that like fight or flight, that part, we don't think rationally. We're not in the like executive functioning part of our brains. We're in that fight or flight part of our brain. So we're usually quicker to act out of impulse than like think like, like in a rational, reasonable, objective way. So sometimes I think it's helpful to even just remind ourselves of that, okay, like I'm in my like fight or flight brain right now. I need to slow the roll and do something to take a step back versus act.
And what would you say to the person in the opposite shoes? Let's say that you are with someone that does have jealous tendencies. Like what's the play there?
It's funny. So in college, my relationship between high school and college, and we dated like 2 years, but so jealous. But I didn't know what to do at that point. It was my first real relationship. But I remember just like I was trying to reason, like I'm not cheating. Like I'm like, and it's funny, I'm like so loyal and honest. And it was just like, I'm not cheating. It was just like very frustrating because I was trying to reason, but you can't reason with that person. So I think it's not like an ultimatum, but I think it's like having that conversation, like, hey, I'm doing my everything on my end, you know what I mean, to like establish trust and a foundation. And all I can do is be validating, but I'm not going to accept the jealous behavior. And I really think the thing is a lot of people think it's cute or like it shows that they care. And I really don't, I mean, I think there's truth to that, but it's not healthy. And chances are, especially if it's at the beginning stages of the relationship, it's not going to get better. So that I think there should be this boundary that's set and it's like, hey, you know, if we're going to be dating, there has to be trust established. And unless I give you a reason to actually not trust me or have any feelings like something's weird or off, you have to believe me. And kind of, because I think that's the only way two people are going to be able to move forward.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, look at her. Look at this girl over here, Leah Geary. a lot of cool things coming up with Leah, but
look at you.
Look at this girl over here, just being a little therapist over here. She got a lot of cool stuff on Instagram to go follow. And you can follow you where, Leah?
On @yourmoderntherapist on Instagram. And I have a bunch of links to my website and blogs that you can check out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That is it for this kind of abbreviated version of Certified Mama's Boy. I do appreciate you being here and being a part of this little community. We won't do Certified Fan shout outs and all that, but if you do want to support the podcast, I'd love it. If you just want to shoot the word fans, F-A-N-S, over to 888-Kramer-8. Just text the word fans to 888-Kramer-8. I'm in Orlando. You're wherever you are, hopefully enjoying your Monday. And I will be back. We'll be back together. I say live, but like in real time on Wednesday. Till then, love you. Bye.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.